The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to The Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes because you can and because you can get a better life. Joe is not here with me today. Bridget's not here. I'm all alone. Just Sonar. Sonar can come in, our engineer, anytime he wants. As well as at 1:30, we have a great guest, which we'll get to in just a second. And, of course, Gary will be here in the second hour for those of you who get the second hour. But let's concentrate on the first hour and set it up. We're going to talk about the top stories of the week. Number one top story I call the wellness foreplay, if you will. How much sodium should you have? Or don't worry, be happy unless you have way too much. Because this story will tell you how much to have. And my guess is you're right in the middle zone and doing fine if you're a typical American. Number two story is that Ebola emits a protein that knocks out your ability to knock it out. So the Ebola virus takes over your cell, then it secretes a specific protein that we've just learned about yesterday. That protein attacks your cells that normally would attack the virus. So the protein knocks out your ability to control the virus, and thus it can spread, and that's how Ebola stays alive. Now, since we have never had a way of fighting it, there's a fast track to find out something such as a specific antibody that will bind to the new protein that Ebola puts out and neutralize it, or at least try and engulf it and let it be escorted out of your kidneys without causing its problem, so you'll be able to, in the usual ways, fight the virus. We aren't there yet, but that's the number two story because it was just identified what that protein is, and that's a big deal, really big deal. Number three story, top story of the week, is, in fact, that starting physical activity in as little as 45 days rapidly decreases breast cancer risk. What do we mean by physical activity? It's just walking. So walking 45 minutes a day, even walking 30 minutes a day, in these women who were postmenopausal, decreased their breast cancer rate. If you did that 4 days a week, walked 30 minutes, started it, no matter when you start it, it decreases your risk by about 10%. We don't have great data saying if you do it for 2 hours a day or 10,000 steps a day, does it decrease your risk much more than that, other than one study which shows about a 30% decline. So starting physical activity and doing the right amount of physical activity, key to your being able to maintain yourself. That's the third top story we'll get to. Number four, too much exercise, the Mayo Clinic reported, was bad for the heart. Well, we've known that all along. There is an optimal amount of physical activity. We'll tell you what too much is when we get to that. Number five, the Well Beyond Wellness segment, is in fact that aspirin, just two baby aspirin a day over a three-year period, halves breast cancer and probably prostate cancer risk. We already knew that two baby aspirin was good at decreasing prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, a whole bunch of them. Well, this was really good data in overweight women where it decreased breast cancer recurrences in women who had already had breast cancer by 50%. Huge change. Number six, our expanding waistlines will cause 35,000 more cancers in the United States this year. We'll talk about how common cancer is also. Number seven top story, well, we'll come back to that, but it is going to be in the second hour. We'll get through 7 to 11. So that's what the first hour will be. We'll talk about those top stories, and then we'll talk about the in the first hour, our guest at the end of the first hour. And our guest is a wonderful, wonderful guest. We'll get to your questions, too. But the guest is the author of the book, Haldol and Halsence. That is, it's a book about bipolar and mental illness. Obviously, it's perfectly timed this week, unfortunately, for the suicide passing of Robin Williams. And our guest is the author, Melody, who... Melody, and I'm worried about mispronouncing her last name, but I'll pronounce it Mosey. She's an Iranian-American activist, attorney, and award-winning author. Her writings appeared in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor, whole bunch of things, Huffington Post. And she's going to talk to us about how to spot bipolar illness and how to do something about it before it hurts the person who has it. I was amazed. She reviewed the statistics on mental illness with me. The number of Americans affected by mental illness, 1 in 4 adults, 61.5 million Americans, experience mental illness in a given year. 1 in 17, about 13.6 million, live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar illness. Approximately 20% of youths aged 13 to 18 experience severe mental disorders in a given year. That's a really amazing. 20%. Approximately 1.1% of Americans, about 2.4 million people, live with schizophrenia. 2.6 million live with bipolar disorder. So we think that's what Robin Williams had, bipolar disorder, where you have very strong highs and very strong lows. But if you look at the whole thing, 26% of homeless adults staying in shelters live with serious illness, 46% live with severe mental illness and or substance abuse disorders. So serious mental illness costs America not only the lives of some of our greatest talents like Robin Williams, but it also costs us directly about $200 billion in lost earnings. It costs us for... 50% of students with a mental health condition age 14 and older are served by special education dropout, the highest dropout rate of any disability group. And suicide's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. So we've got a lot to review. This is the book we will be talking to the author of, Haldol and Halsence, or Halsence. A bipolar life. Bipolar disorder teeters along the line, with patients experience moments of impulsive thought which can yield bold insights or quickly descend into confusion or rage. Obviously, Robin Williams had this greatness, but he also suffered depression. In her new book, Haldol and Halsence, Halsence, Iranian-American author and activist Mosey presents a captivating autobiographical account of, I think she had 3 suicide attempts as I read through the book, but in her struggles with bipolar disorder. Using a series of vignettes, she reconstructs her downward spiral into psychosis, which eventually led to one of her suicide attempts and multiple stays in mental health facilities. From seemingly innocuous bouts of insomnia to full-blown hallucinations, Mosey describes how she descended into madness and comes back up. So coming up, we're going to talk to her at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask about your questions. And I have a series of questions you've asked. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, udocs@gmail.com. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about sodium and why it's important. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Mike Roizen. That's me. We're missing Joe and Bridget, but Sonar and I are here today, as are our usual guests at the bottom of the half hour. We'll be right there.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. At 1:30, we have a great guest coming. At least I expect it to be a great guest. I've never personally talked to her yet, but the book she has written is fascinating, outstanding, irreverent, hard to take, and brilliant. It is Haldol and Hyacinths. And I'm probably mispronouncing that, but it is A Bipolar Life. I'm probably mispronouncing Melody's last name, Mosey. And she, it's just actually pretty lucky we have her this week. Unfortunately, Robin Williams committed suicide. The reason that it's pretty lucky is because she has a lot of expertise to tell us how to spot someone with bipolar illness, what to do to get them help, and then how to get them help, if you will. And so I think that it will be a very exciting and interesting period, if you will, to talk with her, talk with where she is in her own illness and her own, if you will, cure or getting well from the problem. The other interesting issue that we're going to talk about, and we've got a ton of very interesting stories, as you heard already, but this one is the one about sodium. So Dr. Oz and I debated this, and Mehmet said, and I said, the data just aren't there to say that we should go to a low sodium. He said, Tom Frieden, the health director for Mayor Bloomberg, has said to that this is his second issue, and we're going to go with it. And so we've got to go with it on the program. I said, I'm not going to go with it in the books, and we didn't. And in fact, it's proven to be, we're proven to be correct, if you will, both by the studies that are out and what has come out. So who should go to low sodium? Very few people. Low sodium, that is less than 1.5 grams a day. The average American's around 3 grams a day. And it turns out that in this data, in the recent studies, huge study, it says 3 to 6 grams are where you have your lowest mortality rate. But in fact, the interesting part of this is that if you go, who should go to less than 1.5 grams? It's those with salt-sensitive high blood pressure. Who has salt-sensitive high blood pressure, and how do you detect that? You detect that by, if you have high blood pressure, you go on a very low-sodium diet for a week. That's all it takes, and your blood pressure will fall substantially. Very few people have salt-sensitive hypertension. Less than one-third of 1% of Americans, less than 1% of hypertensives have it. So the interesting thing is it's not very common that you have to go to low sodium. So this week in the New England Journal, there were three articles on this, where should we go on sodium? And it turns out that the largest study, which is called PURE, Prospective Urban Rural Epidemiology Study, provides new evidence saying, yes, the key is, in fact, maybe not sodium per se, but the sodium-potassium balance. And if you're getting 5 or hopefully 9 fruits and vegetables a day, 9 just because that's really where you want to go, you get a lot of potassium with those 9 fruits and vegetables, and that makes things very, very much better, makes you in much better. So the answer is the message is maybe a few people need to get to very low sodium, but not many of us. And for most of us, reducing sodium in our food may make a little difference, but not a heck of a lot of difference. And it may be that the key isn't the low sodium, but is getting a higher potassium, no matter what sodium we have in our food, will be the key. So that's story number one. That's the most important study, I think, of the week. And that's why we called it Wellness Foreplay. Someone has been misleading you about sodium, the CDC, and now Dr. Tom Frieden, who's been wonderful on every other subject. Well, this subject, I think he missed it on, is he's into the low sodium. I don't think we should all go to low sodium. I don't think the U.S. and the country should go to low sodium in fact. So I'm a higher sodium person than he is, and I think that time will stand. Now, one of the other great stories this week is there's a decline in the U.S. in lung cancer rates and lung cancer deaths. And guess what that relates to? And if you said decrease smoking, you're right. More than 90% of people who die with lung cancer, more than 90% of people who get it and most die, in fact, have smoked. And it is related to smoking. The researchers found that there's a much steeper decline in men than women. That's because there's been a much steeper decline in smoking rates in men. Men had much higher smoking rates than women, so they had further to go, and they have gone further. They're now not far apart in overall smoking rates. And in fact, 159,000 people will die this year of lung cancer. That's more than breast, colorectal, and pancreatic cancer combined. But the decline has been more than 50%. And if you look at, of all lung cancers, as I said, more than 90% are associated with smoking or secondhand smoke. The others, radon and asbestos, are the largest two other groups for, association with radon and asbestos with workplace, although radon often found in the home as well. So before you buy a new home, make sure your home is checked for radon. Next story is a great one, too. The next best study I found was on aspirin halves breast cancer recurrence rates in postmenopausal women and did so even more effectively in overweight women. What is it about aspirin? Well, we've known that aspirin decreases pancreatic, decreases colon, decreases esophageal, decreases prostate cancer rates by about 40%. When you take two baby aspirin a day, it takes about 3 years. Why two baby aspirin? Well, it seems that someplace over 20% of us are resistant to the effect, so that we won't get a benefit from one baby aspirin. We need two. So you want to go with two baby aspirin, half glass of warm water before and afterwards. Always check with your doctor. But it decreased postmenopausal breast cancer recurrence rates by over 50%. It decreased the present rates of breast cancer by about, that is, whether it occurs, by about 35%. So this is really important news in the importance of how, if you will, how big a benefit breast cancer use of aspirin can be in all of us. So probably check with your doctor, because there is some risk, and we're going to go into the risk of aspirin in the second hour. We don't have time to do it in this first hour, but in the second hour we'll go into that. There is risk. And so you want to take two baby aspirin. Almost every man and woman over the age of 35 should do it. Coming up right now, or right after the break, stay with us, because Mind Reviews, Haldol and Hellesens. The great author, Melody Mosey. It's a wonderfully written book, irreverent, funny, important this session.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson, nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and empower.com founder and CEO.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD,
internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at radiomd.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now, there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. If you've just turned in, Joe is missing today, as is Bridget. So I'm carrying it, and hopefully I need your help. So call in. The call-in line, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. And, of course, you can email us questions anytime at youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This half hour, we have someone who's great and who your questions may be perfect for. She's Melody Mosey. And I'm going to spell her name because her website, www.melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Mosey, M-O-E-Z-Z-I.com, is a website you can get, Haldol and Hyacinths, which is a bipolar life. It's talking about her and in a wonderful way. I'm going to tell you that not only did I enjoy this book, but there are tremendous reviews that have been done on this book by a number of actually very critical reviewers, and even reviewed by Scientific American, which you don't see reviews of very often, especially of books written by lay people. So, Melody, one of the things that comes through this is that many people who have the diagnosis of, and I should say who you are first, I apologize, but we'll get to that in a few seconds. But in addition to writing this great book, she has a wonderful history, but what comes through to me is that a lot of people miss the diagnosis of bipolar disease, even when you were in treatment for depression. They miss the manic component and consequently didn't treat you appropriately. So tell me, how do we spot someone who is in trouble with the disease, and what should we be doing about it? If a friend has it, what would you see in the friend? Did I lose you? Melody. Okay, we'll be right back. We're trying to find her. I'm going to tell you that, as I said, about 2.6% of American adults live with bipolar. That's 6.1 million people in America. Clearly not that many people have been diagnosed with it. 20% of youths age 13 to 18 experience severe mental disorders in a given year. 1.1% of American adults, that's about 2.4 million people, live with schizophrenia. 18.1%, 42 million people live with anxiety disorders such as panic, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress, generalized anxiety and phobia. So it's a huge problem in America, and approximately 20% of us at one time or another will have this. So, Melody, I'm sorry I lost you, or we lost you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. It's actually part of the technical challenges and wonders of this world. So I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. Usually my co-host, Joe Galuski, who is the orchestrator of the show, lives in Syracuse and does it from the Syracuse stations of WSYR. Our producer is in Vero Beach, Florida. That is our engineer, Sonar, is in Vero Beach, Florida. Our producer is actually in New Jersey. And the satellite uplink is in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we have stations all around the country. So it's crazy. So tell me about what would someone see in a friend who had bipolar disorder, and what do you do?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You were discussing before we got disconnected misdiagnosis, and it's the rule, not the exception. It took 10 years for me to get a proper diagnosis. For most people with bipolar disorder, it takes 8 to 10 years to get a proper diagnosis, and that's unacceptable. I think part of why that happens is because a lot of physicians don't rule out mania. A lot of us go, and mania was my normal at a certain point, and I considered it normal. And it was, to a certain degree. It could be until it was no longer normal, until I had an acute manic episode and a psychotic break and was having hallucinations. But I think paying attention to sleep patterns is incredibly important. Paying attention to whether somebody is speaking very quickly, has just increased energy in certain periods of time. It's one thing if you're dealing with just unipolar depression. And the problem is that if you treat, and that's what happens, is I was misdiagnosed with unipolar depression. If you treat bipolar disorder as if it's unipolar depression, when somebody's in a depressive episode, and give them purely antidepressants without a mood stabilizer, you can induce a manic episode and also induce a mixed episode, and those are the episodes where suicide is most common. So it's incredibly dangerous to be treating it the wrong way, and it happens all the time.
Now, many people I have seen, let's first answer what you see less sleep, I assume, in the manic phase, much less sleep. And
right.
The second thing is people in the manic phase often are incredibly successful. They write, if you will, books. They're able to do four or five jobs that normal humans do at once. So they have this incredible productivity. And then
right, and that's more the hypomanic, the mildly manic state when that happens. Once you've reached the manic state, it's sort of you stop becoming coherent. And I think that's what's so attractive to some people is that mildly manic state. And it would be great if you could stay in that very mildly manic state, but unfortunately, for most of us, it ends up going into that full-blown acute mania that can also very quickly turn into psychosis.
Now, you were often... Now, you've said a couple things that bear repeating. One is friends often miss this.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that if you get treated for the depressive phase alone... That is, if people miss that this is a different disease than unipolar or just a depressive episode, that in that the treatment is very different. And some of the people who are most successful in medicine have had, if you will, are bipolar and have had
right.
some of this. And one of my heroes tells a story in his own book about how he was misdiagnosed, Dean Ornish, who is a brilliant physician on lifestyle changes, and you wonder how he's done so much, but he's done it because, and he talks about how he was contemplating suicide at one point in during his medical school career until he got the thing diagnosed correctly. And so this is much more common than we think. People can be very productive with it for long periods,
right?
But it does go into this suicide phase fairly appropriately. And as I read your book, I think there were 3 suicide attempts. Maybe there were more, but I saw, I think
there was,
you described
there was
3,
just
right?
Just 1, but that was more than enough for me.
One of them was trying to slit your wrists at your psychiatrist's office. And it should say men with the problem are much more successful at committing suicide than women. Women try
right.
it more often, but don't succeed. So a guy with this condition, much more dangerous to himself, if you will, than women. Women
and they also have more access to weapons. I think that's another part of it, because 2/3 of all gun fatalities are suicides, and more than half of all suicides are gun-related. And men tend to have more guns as well. So I think that's also part of it.
So we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about what you would have said if you were a friend of Robin Williams and what we should do when we have friends. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike. We're talking with the author of Haldol and Hyacinths, Melody Mosey. We'll be right back.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You can get us and ask questions at udocs, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or the phone number for asking live and talking to Sonar and through Sonar to me, 877-711-5211. Sonar's the engineer who's superb. Don't be intimidated by calling in, although I know from past history most people, and I don't know why this is on our call, but most people would rather send in email questions. So if we get to those, I will let you know. But I've got a whole bunch of questions for our guest as well. Our guest is the author of Haldol and Hyacinths. H-A-L-D-O-L, for those of you who don't know, Haldol is a mainstay of treatment of depression and of, if you will, mental illness. It was used very commonly probably in days past rather than even more so than now. And Melody Mosey, MelodyMoezzi.com is her website. And this is as the Atlanta Journal Constitution says, blistering, brash, and irreverent for the many who struggle to make sense of and survive this misunderstood disorder. Mosey's battered, courageous postcard from the edge can't come too soon. And that's not even the most positive of the reviews. Boston Globe, whip smart and whimsical. Mosey's fierce honesty and comic self-depreciation bind together winningly. So if you want a book to take on vacation, if you want a book to read anytime, if you want a book that will explain what 20% of people in America are going through, this is a great book. It's probably more than 20%. So we were talking to Melody right before the break about what she would do if she had a friend, or say she ran into Robin Williams, and what she would do to try and help him get out of the problem. Melody?
Yeah, you know, I was really saddened by Robin Williams' death, but I wouldn't presume, and I think part of it is a lot of people presume that he had bipolar disorder. He never said it in his life. It was clear that he dealt with depression, and I wouldn't want to presume that kind of thing about anybody without being close to them. So this is something that you would want to be talking to somebody who is close to you. And figuring out with somebody with depression, I think the one thing people are always asking, what can I do? What could I have done to stop it? So suicide in particular is just an irrational moment. Over 90% of people who take their own lives or lose their lives to suicide because they're not themselves. It's not that they take their own lives. They are losing their lives to something because their minds aren't working properly. They're not themselves. And I think that's something a lot of people maybe don't understand. But to those people, you can reach them. After the fact, I think it's really hard for family members, and they wonder, what could I have done? And at that point, there's nothing, right? But if you can catch them early on and it's in a place where they can still feel not ashamed to seek help, I think that's something that affects a lot of people, is just the stigma surrounding mental illness. And you mentioned men in particular, and men are supposed to be strong and tough. And their rates of suicide are very high in terms of how successful they are when they attempt suicide. And especially veterans, which is a really big problem. Out of the more than 100 people who kill themselves on average in this country every day, about 22 of them are veterans. So this mentality of you need to be tough and that having depression is a sign of weakness is something we need to change as a society, because it's not a sign of weakness. We're very talented, smart people. Clearly, Robin Williams is one example, who are living and struggling with different mental illnesses, including depression. It's not something to be ashamed of. I think that's what we need to change, is the way that we think about it and the way that we speak about it. And to be quite honest, we don't speak about it. So I'm very grateful that you've invited me on to talk about mental illness today, because it's something that we don't get to talk about a lot, especially from the perspective of people who are actually living with the illness.
So Donna asks on the email line, why does mental illness have such negative stigma attached to it? For instance, compared to yourself, you had an abdominal illness and had part of your pancreas removed with a cyst, and the whole family rallied around. But when you got mental illness, it was you by yourself. Why do you think there's such a negative stigma attached to it?
Right, that's such a good point, because no one blamed me for my pancreatic tumor. Nobody told me to sort of work my way out of it, that I could pull myself out of it. No one ever said that. No one thought it was something I was responsible for. With my mental illness, I was lucky because both my parents are physicians, my sister is a physician. None of them immediately thought that it was my fault. So that was one area that I was blessed, but I think most people are not. Because society tends to view it as being some sort of moral weakness. And it's not. It really isn't. There is scientific evidence, and you're the doctor, you can confirm there is scientific evidence to show that depression is a real illness and bipolar disorder are real illnesses. And that's something that we need to still work on just towards accepting. That doesn't mean that you can't help treat it with lifestyle. That's, the same thing applies for my pancreas. When I had issues with my pancreas, that illness almost killed me as well. But what happened was I couldn't eat certain things. My diet had to change significantly because if I ate certain things, I would die. So in the same way, when you have a mental illness, you also need to change your lifestyle. And I've heard people say that with a lot of chronic illnesses, like bipolar disorder, even MS and other kinds of chronic illnesses, you need to basically be doing what everyone else should be doing but doesn't. You need to eat well. You need to regulate your sleep. You need to take care of yourself spiritually and emotionally, and just be much more conscious of that.
Now, you're recovering from this, and I don't know whether that's the correct word, but mm-hmm. but there are two questions. One is John is saying, and I have found this too, but John makes the point. He said, I have a friend who's got bipolar disorder, and he tried to treat himself, I assume that was what he was doing, with alcohol and cocaine. Is that much more common in people with bipolar, one and two is, or is that just more common with men?
No, that's very common with bipolar. It's actually, if you think about it, the idea, the logic behind it is really smart, because you go much higher than most people and you go much lower than most people. So the cocaine can bring you up from the bottom and down from the top, and the alcohol would bring you down when you're manic. And that's ideally what people are trying to self-medicate, and that's what they end up doing. In my experience, I've seen a lot of people, they call it dual diagnosis, and they end up having this dual diagnosis of both substance abuse and mental illness. And it's important that you treat the mental illness underlying the substance abuse and not just the substance abuse. You can't take someone with bipolar disorder and send them to
Melody,
AA.
I've got a hard break, so I've got to say thank you. To get more Haldol and Hyasense, A Bipolar Life with Melody Mosey, www.melodymoezzi.com. A great book, a great read.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.